Good morning and welcome to MMG's first quarter production teleconference for 2020. This report and today's discussion cover the operational performance of MMG's assets for the March quarter. We will also provide an update on MMG's response to the COVID-19 outbreak. Joining us today are Geoffrey Gao, Chief Executive Officer, Ross Carroll, MMG's Chief Financial Officer, who also currently has executive accountability for the company's African operations. The Executive Committee representative for MMG's Australian operations. Thank you for joining us. I'll now hand over to Geoffrey, who will discuss the highlights in the report, after which there will be an opportunity to ask questions.
Thank you, Blake, and hello to everyone. To join us, but since he got some technical difficulties in communication, I'm not quite sure whether he'll be able to join us in a while, but if Mr. Wei cannot dial in, and I will handle the questions related to the summit. So, as everyone on the line today will be aware, at MMG, our first value is safety. In the first quarter, our operations recorded a total recordable injury frequency rate of 1.59 per million hours worked. This result is consistent with MMG's position as a global leader in the industry when it comes to safety. Before I discuss the operational performance of our mining assets, I would like to make a few remarks regarding COVID-19. MMG, like all companies across the globe, continues to address the challenges presented by this unprecedented event. As of today, I am pleased to confirm that there have been no COVID-19 cases identified at any MMG operation. The company has implemented robust business continuity plans tailored to the specific requirements of each of the regions in which we operate. Our focus has been to support local authorities in their efforts to limit the spread of the virus, provide additional support to our host communities, and minimize the risk to our operations. The ongoing impact of COVID-19 remains highly uncertain. However, we are confident that we have put in place processes and safeguards to assist in protecting our employees and the local communities in which we operate. The health and safety of these people and their families remains our first priority at this time. Now I will briefly discuss the operational performance of our mining assets, which in the first quarter produced around 92,000 tons of copper and 63,000 tons of zinc. Contributed just over 73,000 tons of copper to this quarter's result. This was 26% below the prior period and reflected a number of operational challenges. Three factors in particular impacted by the level of mining, milling, and ultimately metal production at Las Bambas during the first quarter. Firstly, for a period of 15 days during January and February, both inbound and outbound logistics were affected by community blockades along Peru's Southern Road Corridor. This action impacted several mining companies that use this public road for the transport of concentrate and critical supply. At the same time, repairs were required to the site overland conveyor, which due to a mechanical fault was not able to operate for a period of time. This conveyor delivered ore from crusher to the processing plant, and the temporary outage also contributed to the lost production. More recently, impacts of COVID-19 have particularly been felt since mid-March, when a state of national emergency was first declared by the Peruvian government. This declaration has significantly restricted the movement of people and key supplies. It has also resulted in the temporary suspension of concentrate trucking. However, we are working closely with authorities and anticipate that this may resume very soon. Unlike many operations in the region, the remote camper-based nature of Las Bambas has allowed it to maintain a degree of operating activity in the face of COVID-19 restrictions. However, activity levels have fluctuated and obviously diverged from the company's original mine and production plan for 2020. COVID-19 will continue to impact production at Las Bambas during the second quarter. Given ongoing uncertainty and an inability to determine when normal operations will resume, the company has taken the prudent decision to withdraw Las Bambas guidance for 2020. We will, of course, provide revised guidance when there is great clarity around the lifting of restrictions and the timing for a return to full-scale mining and production activity. Staying with our copper operations, Kinsevere continues its recovery after difficult first half performance in 2019. Copper cathode production of over 18,000 tons represents a 45% improvement on the first quarter last year. This result is slightly below production levels in the final quarter of last year, however, largely in line with expectations. Unfavorable ore characteristics limited mill throughput over the period. However, this was offset by feed grades that were above expectations. At the corporate level, the company continued work to progress the assessment of a new phase in the Kinsevere project, being the processing of sulfide ores and the addition of a cobalt circuit to the operation. I will now discuss our Australian-based zinc operations, Hugo River and Rosebery. Hugo River delivered 35,500 tons of zinc during the quarter, which was 26% below the fourth quarter 2019 result. This is in large part due to throughput levels, which were around 18% below those achieved in each of the final two quarters of last year. Wet weather typically results in lower activity levels in the first quarter at the Hugo River. Milling volumes were also impacted by low surface ore stockpiles, as well as unplanned maintenance requirements, including a weather-related power outage. Also contributing to this result was higher than anticipated dilution, which adversely impacted grade and recoveries that were below expectation for part of the period. Changes to the processing circuit resulted in improvements to recovery during March. With this, remaining a key area of focus in the plant. Work is also continuing to open up new operating areas in the mine to ensure a steady feed of ore to the mill. At Rosebery, zinc production of just under 17,500 tons was 23% below the final quarter in 2019, with lead production also 17% below the fourth quarter result. This result reflected an expected decline in ore grade compared to prior years, as well as lower than planned mill throughput. Reduced throughput was a result of limited ore stockpiles on the surface, with the ongoing impact of seismic activity limiting mine output. Work is progressing to prioritize the development of lower seismic risk mining areas to increase mine flexibility. The impact of lower throughput was offset by ore grades, which although below prior year levels, were nonetheless higher than expected for the quarter. As a result, overall production levels for the period were largely in line with expectations. At MMG, our focus during this time of uncertainty remains firmly on the safety and health of our people and those who live in our host community. I am proud of the work the team has done to address the immediate challenges presented, and we will continue to work to ensure the company is best placed to capitalize on the opportunities that arise as the world emerges from the impacts of COVID-19. I am now happy to take your questions, and the social distancing rules mean that we are not all together in the same room. To assist with coordination, I would ask that all questions be directed to me in the first instance. I will then call on members of the executive team to respond as appropriate. Please can all questions be asked in English. Now I will hand over to the moderator.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Your first question comes from Melanie Burton from Reuters. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for making the time to speak with us today, and allowing for us to ask some questions. My first question is, you mentioned, I couldn't quite catch it, Jeffrey, you mentioned that because of in at Las Bambas, the Peru government and the state of emergency, you said that it's resulted in the temporary suspension of concentrate trucking. I think that's what you said. You said that you were working closely with authorities and that it may resume, I think you said very soon. I was wondering if you could elaborate on what very soon might mean, if it might mean in the next few weeks or this quarter, for example.
Yeah. Thanks for the question. Before I answer the question, I've got good news for everyone. We now have our EGM Americas, Mr. Wei Jianxian, online with us now. Definitely he will be the best person to answer any questions related to Las Bambas. You know, given that Mr. Wei needs the language support, probably I will ask my colleagues to translate the question into Chinese first, and then I will ask Mr. Wei to answer this question.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Melanie. Let me just quickly translate this to Mr. Wei. Wei 总您好，请问在线吗？
再见。
哎，你好，是这样的。好的，好的。刚刚 Melanie 是一个媒体打来的电话，她提到的问题就是，首先谢谢这个管理团队对公司第一季度的运营做出介绍，而且给各位一个提出问题的机会。Melanie 提到，就是刚刚高总在说，就是提到了一些有关金矿运输的问题，以及秘鲁现在正在颁布的一些国家紧急状态。当然高总也提到，就是说很有我们的金矿运输很快会恢复。Melanie 希望就是高总进一步解释一下，尽快恢复呢是指下几周或者是在这个季度内恢复？
这个在下一周恢复。
Melanie, the question. 您说。
就是秘鲁政府为了降低新冠病毒的扩散，是矿山技术的一个要求，就是矫正金矿运输，严格的设计健康安全。目前在这种大疫情环境下，对这个矿山运输产生意见。现在呢，我们正在与秘鲁政府进行恢复交通的沟通，有望在下周实现金矿运输。
好的，谢谢你。Melanie, the quick answer from Mr. Wei is we are closely working with the authorities of Peruvian government, and we are expecting as early as next week to resume the concentrated transport.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. 谢谢魏总。
Thank you. Your next question comes from Jack Shen from Citi Research. Please go ahead.
Hey, hello, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Hey, thank you, Geoffrey. Thank you, Maggie, for translation. Two follow-up questions. One, also on Las Bambas, what is the current situation on the mining operation itself? I know that given the state of emergency in that area, you may have some difficulties in bringing the raw materials like these ancillary materials which is required for your for a mill. So what is the status at the mining site, and what is the status at your ore mills, whether and also what is the, can you resume quickly to normal operation if this state of emergency is removed? That's my first question. The second question, what's the update on Kingsbury? So whether there's a potential risk to your guidance given the ongoing COVID-19?我自己说一下吧 ，Maggie， 谢谢你啊。就是魏总，我想先问一下那个 Las Bambas 这边，现在就是说现在这个紧急状态的情况下，我们矿山上主要的这些原物料这供应会不会出现一些问题啊？我知道如果整个运输都停了，那你的那些那个采矿和这个选矿用的一些药剂、钢球这些东西，那怎么运呢？那是不是等于说现在是基本上处于一种维护停产？这么一个状态，那这是第一。然后呢，如果这个紧急状态撤销的话，是否意味着你很快就能恢复到正常的这个生产水平，或者说需要有一个准备的一个时间？这是第一个问题。第二个问题应该就不用翻译了吧？谢谢。
I will ask Mr. Wei to answer the question related to the summer, and after that I will have Rob.answer the question related to Kinsera. 魏总，你可以先回答第一个关于巴巴斯的问题。
目前产量和工作，每天的都处于随时变化的一个状态，影响因素呢也包括关键消耗品库存量、员工的班制和交通的限制。鉴于情况每天都可能变化，因此很难给出一个产量和成本的预测。过去几周呢，平均来看，我们的采矿和选矿的能力呢为正常情况的50%到60%。目前呢没有计划要停产， 基于之前给出的2020年的产量指导合理估计，如果停产呢，大概每个月的损失的产量呢，大概是3万吨铜。如果停产呢，每个月的成本呢，大约在4000万美元。
Thanks. 谢谢魏总。Jack, am I just translated for the broader audience? Yeah.
Thank you, Maggie.
So the levels of production and the daily work plans fluctuate at the moment based on the availability of critical supplies, employee rosters, and the people movement restrictions. These make it difficult to give any clear indication of the level of activity and production currently at site. To give some indication though, over the last few weeks, mining and processing activity has averaged between 50 and 60% of original expectations. There is no current intention to completely put Las Bambas on care and maintenance. Based on the original 2020 guidance, it would be reasonable to estimate lost production per month if this were the case to be approximately 30,000 tons of copper. We estimate monthly costs to be around 40 million per month in a care and maintenance scenario.
I may add something to answer the question. Besides what Mr. Wei said, the impact of the national emergency is mainly on the people's transfer and also the constrained transportation. In fact, we got the government permission to maintain the key critical supplies to the site. And we've got more size of employees still inside, so that enables us to maintain a limited scale of activities. So we are still producing, but as Mr. Wei said, it's very hard, the day-to-day fluctuation is high, so it's hard to give a reliable estimate of, the percentage about our operation. But the message is we are still operating at site, but that the country's transportation has been impacted, and as I said earlier, we expect the country's transportation can be resumed in the next week. And once the national emergency is lifted, and we expect we can bring this operation back to normal in a, very quickly. So I hope that answers the question. And I now will ask Scott to answer the question.
Thanks, Jeffrey, and thanks for your question, Jack. Just to recollect what Jack's question was about whether the guidance at Kinsbury could be in doubt because of COVID-19. Now, at this stage, you see Kinsbury's had a very strong quarter, even though we had mining sort of shut down for 10 days during March. Now, like all our operations, if there was an outbreak of COVID-19 on the site, that could potentially impact our guidance and ability to operate. But at this stage, there's been no reported COVID-19 cases in the Katanga province and the DRC, which is the main copper and cobalt mining area. So the cases to date have been in Kinshasa, which is the capital, and other parts of the DRC. So, so far, so good in Katanga province. Now, in an attempt to make sure that we don't get that outbreak, particularly at our own mine site, we are having very strict social distancing measures so that people are separated. We're also bringing people in discrete groups so that if we do get an outbreak or someone tests positive, we can track down the people who may have been exposed to that person. Now, if there is an outbreak in that area close to where we operate, the most likely case is that we would go into a lockdown at the site, which means that we would still keep operating, but that the people wouldn't be able to leave site. So to counter for that, we've got government permission to keep people on site for longer periods if necessary. And we're also building a temporary camp there which would house up to 1,200 people so that we could keep large groups of people on site. Now, probably to further strengthen our position, We do have significant stockpiles there, which are a slightly lower grade to what we're mining, but we can keep processing the stockpiles even if we get to the situation where we can't mine, which is very labour intensive. So, you know, at this stage, it is looking like we will meet our guidance, but, you know, it is somewhat difficult to predict.
Thank you, Ross. Thank you, Joe. Very clear. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. I will now give you a few moments to register your questions. Your next question is a follow-up question from Melanie Burton from Reuters. Please go ahead.
Hi again, everyone. Thanks for the chance to ask another question. I'm sorry, I didn't catch all of that that last reply, but I'm wondering, could you give us some colour around logistics issues at Kinsevere? We understand that some of the warehouses now in Durban are full of concentrate, and so there's not a lot of places to store. So I'm wondering, is there a chance we could also see force majeure from there? And, yeah, if you could shed any colour on that, that would be great. Thank you.
Logistics is always a challenge into the DRC because you're sort of going through four borders to get goods there, which primarily come from South Africa. But at the moment, we've got adequate fuel and consumables, and we're looking at trying to build up additional supplies so that we could potentially operate for 90 days without getting fresh consumables in. But, that will be challenging, but that's what we're working towards. In regard to the product that's coming out of Kinsevere, we actually sell cathode, not concentrate, and that cathode is on a life of mine contract with Trafigura. So we don't have any issues at the moment with having to disperse concentrate from the mine.
Yeah, sure, of course. Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Joy Zhang from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks management for holding the call. I have a follow-up question still about the Las Bambas logistics. I assume the 1 week we have expectation that the transport will recover in 1 week. That was from the Las Bambas to the port. Is my understanding right? And also, I want to share what is about the situation for the port to the shipment to the customers. What is about the current situation? And also, if the national transportation has back to normal, do we expect the rise of the transportation cost, even though it is come back to normal? 中文翻译的就是这个关于这个 Las Bambas 运输的这个影响，就是包括。因为是分成两块嘛，就是这个矿就从矿运到港口的这部分可能是在我理解是在下周可能一个星期内会恢复，但是这个从港口到海运的这一块现在就是运输到我们的客户手里，现在这一块的情况是怎么样的？还有就是说在这个国内运输恢复了以后，就是说这个运输成本是不是会出现一定程度的上升？
魏总，你就是听清楚了这个问题，因为问的是关于邦巴斯的，想请你来回答。问题是不是听清楚了？喂，魏总。Sorry, Mr. Wei got disconnected. So probably I will answer the question. The first thing is that, yes, when we say we expect the transportation of customers will be resumed, that is from the site to the port. That's correct. And right now, my understanding, the port is running as normal. And about our marketing, we have declared the false mirror to our customers due to the suspension of the concentrate transportation. But so far, our expectation is once we can resume the concentrate transportation, then we can deliver the cargo to our customers according to our contract with them. We do not see a major issue in shipping the goods to our customers, mainly in China, in this regard. And about our transportation cost, it's hard to forecast due to the uncertainty around COVID-19. But definitely, people should expect some cost uprising related all the necessary protective measures we have to make sure through the transportation our people and the impact communities in keeping safe. So that means probably yes, there will be some additional cost related to this protective measure. But I believe that's probably all. The operating the cost related to the transportation should be almost the same level. But definitely we will incur additional cost in reaction to COVID-19 situation. So I hope I answered the question.
Oh, okay, thanks. Very clear.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. I will now give you a few moments to register your question. There are no further questions at this time. I'll now hand... My apologies. There is another one that has just come through. Your next question comes from Chris Xu from Horizon Asset. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you very much, management. So I'd like to understand more about the sort of the financial situation. I mean, given the operating headwinds, lower copper prices, lower volume, how are we coping with the sort of like financing of the company? And also, I mean, should we expect refinancing of some of the debt on the balance sheets with lower interest rates? Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Even though QPR is focused on the production, but I will ask Ross to highlight something to the question.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Obviously, liquidity is something we're carefully monitoring. At the moment, we still have positive cash balances. But having said that, we are looking at getting extra facilities in place, obviously extra liquidity in place should we need it. So. Our treasury team and our China relations team are working on that at the moment, but it is obviously something we need to manage. And I think you'd be aware that at the start of the year, with the copper price at 285, and then it dropping down to 220-ish. That's obviously hurting us a lot, and is on an annualised basis equivalent to about 600 million of cash and EBIT. But we are working through that, and I think everyone else would also be aware that. We do have the support of our major shareholder and the Chinese bank. So whilst it's an issue we're carefully managing, it is also it's something that is under control. With the newer facilities we're potentially looking at, they will probably come at a lower cost than some of the facilities we've currently got. But I think particularly with the main Las Bambas facility, that is very difficult to renegotiate, and also in the current situation where we're not able or haven't been able to ship concentrate and prices are very low, obviously we're not in a really strong position to ask for a complete renegotiation of that. But I think overall the situation is being managed.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. I'll now hand back to Mr. Gao for closing remarks.
Okay. Sorry about the inconvenience caused by the technical difficulties. You should understand that most of my colleagues are working from home now. Anyway, thank you for joining us today and your continued support of MMG. And if you have any further questions, please follow up with our investor relations or corporate affairs team. Goodbye.